in Central Station in Rexham, who have we got with us?
We are Archive.
You are?
I'm Al Llewellyn, I'm the singer and bassist.
Okay.
I'm Dave Roberts, I'm the guitarist.
Josh Davis, I play drums.
Charles Cunningham, I play guitar as well.
And is this the original lineup?
No.
Are there any original members?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, okay, so when did it all start?
It all started really when me and Al were in school together, and
right.
I was guitarist, obviously. Al got a bass because he just wanted to mess around with music, because we were always into that. And one day we were just looking for a drummer, really, and I knew Josh from BMX.
Hi.
So I was awesome, hooked up, started jamming together and playing a bit, and then we jammed quite a lot on Alf Garrett's, but we decided we wanted to actually start to, you know, play a few gigs and stuff, so we looked for a few more members, so then we got another guitarist and a singer, and just sort of went from there, really.
Yeah, we've been sort of a band, really, like, as our guys, since about 2004,
right.
But this lineup, I don't know, when did you join it?
Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was about 2 years ago.
Your guitarist went off to uni, didn't he?
Yeah.
And I knew the band from just seeing him live locally, basically. I was really into the music, and I was a key guitarist myself, and we've been playing, like, you know, for 15, 18 years, whatever.
How hard was it for you, then, coming into an established band already?
It was the first band I've ever really been in, and I've already been a bedroom guitarist, really, you know? So I had no experience of really playing in a band at all, but I really liked the music, and I got a couple of their early demo, and sort of when I heard there was a position going on, I just learnt their stuff as fast as I could, and when the auditions came up, I just came along and pretty much played every song off this demo.
I think the key thing is, as well, is as soon as Charles come into it, we just gelled as mates instantly, and that's the main thing, really. You know, he's a very talented musician as well, don't get me wrong, but I think the fact that we gelled as friends just sort of sold it for all of us, you know, he shares the same sense of humour and everything like that, so...
Well, you could have had an arse on, but it wouldn't have worked.
Quite, exactly, yeah, that's exactly right, you know, so we were very lucky to come across it.
So, I mean, this is your first taste of band,
right? Yeah, I mean, I had a little girl trying to get a band together before, but I never got a full band together, and I was new to the area, and I didn't know any musicians or anything, so it didn't really happen. These boys show me the way, basically, and I love it.
So you're from the renowned city of Bishop's Castle.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Renowned city.
I've got students there, Bishop's Castle.
Lovely place.
I know that we go somewhere for a pro now. So what have you done so far, as far as the band goes?
Since about 2004, like I said, we've been a band, and then we've had a couple of member changes. Then 2007, we were...
We
just done the general sort of like pubs and clubs really for the last sort of
In terms of gig wise, we've never done like anything like major, but you know, we've supported a few like good bands and stuff, but it's very, very sort of more localised.
Have you got any
names
down for any festivals coming up in the next couple of years?
The album's just come out, it's literally been released about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
We're trying to promote it, get it in the press, do some gigs, and hopefully get on the festival circuit next year, basically.
Well, there's so many bands wanting to do the same thing, so you've got to prove yourself worthy to break it through there,
but with the album. We've worked with some really, really cool people, and a lot of people done us like huge favours on the album. It's been in three different studios. We started off with there's an old chapel studios in Newtown, which produced by a guy called Will Barnes, who's done quite a lot of interesting. Then it was mixed and engineered and mass like over in Royal Studios, which worked with bands like Annotation.
Annotation was also a dimmable gig, but the guy that works there worked really well.
And then he went to get mastered by Russell, who's like a huge guy. He works with Napalm Death, Dimmable Gear.
There's a lot of live engineering as well.
We just finished the new Vile album as well, and he's really impressed with the stuff. And obviously, he said next time he wants us to his studio, you know, like, so that's next album.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
a local party in Bishop's Castle in about, a week ago. But it's out now, you know.
It's selling it today. It's been a great gig for us. We're making reaction today, supporting Pinfall.
Do you find you sell much merchandise now?
The time we sold the Mace CDs and the Mace merch, so we rocked up to this gig in mid-South Wales. We got there and we looked at the crowd and we thought, oh boys, this is going to be hideous. sort of crowd that were there, we're not the sort of people that we thought in appearance that would enjoy our music, but afterwards we sold so many CDs and t-shirts, it's purely hit and miss.
Yeah, we were the most extreme band there that day, but there's people there with their kids and everything, and it was just a day out in the park almost.
It was like a party.
Yeah, it was, but we went down really well, and
Some people have asked us what style of music would you say you are, and
it's difficult. We all have so many influences personally as well.
We try and bring it all in, but make it work together. There's a lot of sort of death, thrash, but we're all into. There's a few bands that we're all into, but there's a few bands that we're individually into that the others maybe aren't. But it makes it really kind of interesting for band practice. We're trying to get out.
Like on the whole, if anyone ever said anything, I just sort of say death thrash and that's it.
Well, I think I've only just taken over the role of the vocals and I'm on the new album, but I think we're leaning a bit towards quite a thrashy sound in that area. We had a lead singer.
How have you found that transition?
He's always been bassist and he always did backing vocals. So he had, had a grounding in it. And then
does the job there,
No, I really enjoy it. In the studio, I had a bit of I was just trying so hard to just make sure it was perfect. I was just beating myself up, just thinking, is it good enough?
And you lost your voice.
And I lost my voice once because I was just trying too hard. I think it
turned out.
I'm looking for someone with long hair.
That's it.
That was our old singer, basically. He was the one with the long hair.
So what have you got coming up then? What are you looking to do?
What we said really before, the album's only just been, we've been on some radio stations, with Pete Bailey at the moment, he's doing us a lot of favours, and just getting a lot of airplay, and then we're sending all our stuff off to get reviewed now, and as soon as we get all the reviews back, obviously it's back out again to get support. So I think it's mainly in the sort of the press at the moment what we need to do, we definitely could get on some, Beyond Science Data Plus stuff, we definitely aim stuff like that for next year, fingers crossed.
Getting early.
That's why the release has been sort of the end of this year, so we can make sure everything for summer, even if we don't do anything for a few months, just make sure for summer that we can really get down some good better shape.
Are you getting any FM play at all, or is it mainly internet radio and the odd, rock and metal show on the FM?
Two stations in general are both FM and mainly streaming as well.
So, tour to promote the album, is that what you're
going to
look for?
We get a really good reaction. The first few shows we played since we got the album out, it's been really good reaction. So we just want to take it to as many new people as possible and spread the RFI word, basically. Get ourselves out there because
I think it's great. I really enjoy it. I'd like to get out your MySpace or where people can get hold of your music.
Yeah, we're myspace.com/archiveuk as one word. It's going to be on iTunes hopefully by the end of this year as well. And
on Facebook as well. Just search us on Facebook.
Go on.
Just type in archive, ARCEYE, one word, not two. Boom.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.